What's good, everyone? I'm your host, Jubriel Chaparro, and I'll be introducing stories from our 9 interns who discuss our latest Mouth-South issue, Wonder. Powerful machines such as our computers and phones have been created and evolved as time has passed, almost as if we have grown up and matured with them. But how much farther can they go, and how do they impact us? Kennedy aims to answer these questions by discovering the wonder of technology and its seamless, limitless potential.
Have you ever wondered who invented computers, or how many parts are in one? Well, I have. Something that has caught my eye and made me think deeper is the interworkings of a computer and how it operates. In the state of Illinois, there are almost 200,000 people that have jobs relating to computers. For me, I had never been into technology like that before because it never really interested me. But I learned that even beginners could make computers, not just professionals, and that sparked my interest and curiosity. It is so amazing to see the different parts and pieces that go into making a PC. Taking the time to put little different pieces together to make something whole is very relaxing to me because I know I have a goal. Once that goal is met, I'm very happy with the results. I think this can be a lesson to put to other aspects of life. When you focus to get a certain thing done and you actually take your time and put hard work in, you will be very happy with the results. So today I will be asking a couple of people questions on the subject about technology and seeing the different aspects of how technology makes others feel. For my first interview, I'll be interviewing my mother and asking her a couple of questions about technology and just trying to get a sense and a feel of what her opinion is on the subject.
Considering I didn't know what ICT was until 5 minutes ago, probably not, but because of the statistical changes and advances in our society, I think anyone that's looking for a new career should be able to learn how to adapt. So for me, I'm in retail. I listen to that and I hear that I should have an app or I should be getting some type of software built that could go along with my line I'm designing, or possibly get someone to build me an app that makes a person be able to make their clothes online or modify it some type of way. So I would love to incorporate technology into the field that I already love. As I previously stated, I am not the most computer savvy person. So just figuring out how that puzzle fits together to make this machine that operates and thinks almost, you know, with all these algorithms and memory and all that stuff. So like figuring out and seeing how they work together would be interesting to me. My daughter has tried to build her own computer. So she has a new computer that has the insides are visible. So just kind of seeing how it works and how the fans go and how it lights up. It's interesting, but it's a little bit over my head right now. The amount of time that it saves people in our lives. Back in the day, if we had a paper to do, we had to go to the library. You had to be rich to own a set of encyclopedias, and those are the only way to get information. Technology now allows you to see so many different perspectives from so many different nationalities, so many different areas across the world in the click of a button. It's a good and a bad thing because sometimes the information overload and filtering out the damaging information. But as a whole, I think it has just allowed people to be so much more aware of other cultures, places, and things that normally that they would not have had access to. Technology has made so many advances to medical necessity needs that people need, like lessening scars or doing surgeries using a little robotic tool. So all of those things are leaps and bounds into the future. And are great, and I'm sure they're going to get even better with time. But what worries me sometimes is that it's going to completely take away human interactions. So maybe finding a way to balance it would be ideal for mankind, in my opinion. But robots and technology, bots online, people answering your chats, or the artificial intelligence becoming more intelligent seems to be the natural progression of technology right now. So I'm excited to see where it can go, and hopefully our generation figures out how to mend that gap between socializing and robotic intelligence?
Well, I can tell you over the last 5 years, going back to my own personal business, we send emails, mass emails to customers. And at this point, I think 80% of our emails are opened on a mobile device versus a PC now. So people are actually using their phone as their technology. So making things a little smaller and phone screen friendly.
From my mom's interview, we can really see one side of Sense of Wonder. We can see the curiosity that comes with it and wanting to be able to know more. Next, I will be interviewing my father and trying to understand what technology means to him.
A lucrative income and job stability. Job stability is always a benefit because you would never worry about your field being closed or shut down. Building a computer from scratch, I think it'd be amazing to build something from nothing and see all the different components and pieces that go into building the computer and watching it run from something that I made from scratch. All the different ways in which they come up with things to make life better. Technology is amazing because 20 years ago, we didn't have cell phones where you could watch a TV on. I just think technology makes things better in the long run because it makes life easier. I can see us coming up with artificial intelligence to where it'll be working side by side with us in the workforce. I like the way computer come up with the different algorithms to like in YouTube where you can have different algorithms. You may search up something and then the next time you go on there, it has all your interests on there. Also, like, the computer game, and I think it's awesome how they can run the different programs to make mods to do different things on the PC.
Next, I will be interviewing an expert in the technology field and understanding why he got into the technology field and how it has benefited him.
My name is Stephen Hansen. I am 26 years old, and I am the founder of Silent Builds, which is a computer store here in Chicago. We do e-commerce and we sell home and office, gaming, and workstation. In high school, I had a chance where I had a choice. Either I go buy an Xbox to play with my buddies, or luckily I have a brother who is very into computers, like you can now see I am with this stuff. And he told me, hey man, you don't need to go buy an Xbox, you could build your own computer. And in high school, as you can probably imagine, a lot of people don't really have computers. They always will have those consoles. But I ended up choosing, I'm going to go and build this computer myself. My brother helped me just a little bit, but I love challenges. So I ended up just saying, hey, let me kind of take the ropes on this. I'm going to see how far I can swing. I ended up buying all the parts. I budgeted. I made sure it was all ready. I got all the parts. I booted it up. It turned on. And kind of long story short from there, I kind of became the computer guy. And I in school, I pursued like Jubril. I pursued computer engineering. That slowly morphed into business, computer business, and now here we are. So being ahead of technology, understanding it, you don't have to like fully know it, but you should kind of have that overarching level and it really will benefit you. And it's more of a passive benefit. You don't even know it because you know, you'll face an issue on your computer, you'll fix it quickly, and you kind of take it for granted, but some people really can't fix those. So being ahead of technology is always a huge perk. Oh, wow. I like that you say fun facts because they're fun. Like everything about a computer to me is fun. My computers make literally no noise. So for me, it's not exactly answering the question, but that's special. No one can do this. I'm throwing in hardware that's exactly spec'd out for your games. So if you're going to go play Fortnite, the computer is sitting there ready to play Fortnite. So when you play Fortnite, it goes, ah, yes, this is what I was waiting for. So the fun part for me with computers is kind of back to that. Is being able to really focus on specific aspects that the customer needs and applying those to the parts so then they get exactly what they're looking for. It's like going from a Prius, like I have a Prius, but my dad has like a very, very nice Volvo. And I can't, the Volvo speeds up so smooth and whatnot. And I just sit there laughing because I go, these are, it's such a gap. So it's just kind of like, what do you want and what are you expecting? And how do those line up?
To conclude this podcast, a sense of wonder can mean many different things to many different people. On one hand, it could mean amazement, and on the other hand, it could mean curiosity. For example, as I was interviewing my mother, she was more curious on the topic and wanted to understand more about it. But as I interviewed the expert, we could see why he got into technology and why it's something he spent his time doing. So a sense of wonder can be perceived as many different things, and it's really just based on another's opinion.
After listening to these stories, has a sense of wonder sparked in you? If so, I encourage you to do the same as our interns and chase that feeling to the answers you are looking for. Thank you to our partners at Vocal and our partners at Ava Konovitz. To listen more to our stories in this series, go to milesauce.org, and I'll catch you at the flip side.